the Netherlands for completing the balance of the answers to the questions that were posed. And now we would go to St. Martin. Notice an increase of homeschooling, and if there is anything that is being done related to the monitoring of homeschooling. Homeschooling is regulated by law on compulsory education and also by a homeschooling policy. The Inspectorate of Education, Culture and Sports, after thoroughly researching the requests of a parent, is the authority to advise the Minister of Education, Culture and Sports to grant or to deny the request of the parent. As it pertains to monitoring, everyone who's homeschooling must follow up with the inspectorate as prescribed within the policy. Which rules apply to homeschooling for regular schooling? Please provide us also, and this is more generally in all areas of the kingdom, with the latest information on the trends regarding school dropouts and exclusion. In regards to St. Martin, there are no dropouts recorded in primary education. In the academic year 2020-2021, there was a total of 6 dropout cases reported among 3 high schools. This is an increase of 2 cases compared to the previous academic year of 2019-2020, which was a total of 4 dropout cases that also varied among 3 high schools. The inspectorate, through its truancy officers, executes follow-up regarding the state of these students. In regards to citizen education, however, it is our understanding that a proposed amendment to include an explicit reference to children's rights and curriculum was rejected, and would like to know if the government is ensuring concrete measures to include the human rights approach. The Ministry of Education, Culture and Sports has yearly children's rights activities within the schools. A research team is conducting the St. Martin Education Review. The primary task of the work group is to conduct research and problems analysis to formulate recommendations and to initiate blueprints for the implementation of the recommendations. The next step is what should be changed and how these changes can be realized. This will ensure that the concrete education goals will include a human rights approach. The following question regarding bullying. So they would like to know what are also the issues with bullying in schools, and in particular cyberbullying. For St. Martin, the Student Support Services Division of the Government of St. Martin has been working on bullying prevention independently as well as together with the Peace Is Foundation for over 8 years. This involved executing and or supporting bullying prevention programs in schools, conducting workshops for students, teachers, and parents. This has helped to encourage anti-bullying platforms in schools. Cyberbullying has always been a focus, and in addition to the workshops and anti-bullying programs in schools, additional focus was also placed on what protections there are in the law when it comes to bullying and what parents can do to support their children. To what extent is the child participation ensured in urban planning processes and in the development of spaces for children to play? To what extent are children involved in planning their play areas? For St. Martin, the Ministry of Education, Culture and Sports is investing in youth participation workshops for professionals in government, civil society, and communities on young people's rights and participation methodology. The groundwork was completed for developing training on meaningful youth participation on St. Martin, and some of the content was tested during the consultations with youth. In regards to disability and health, so now preschool education and the concerns if there are shortcomings in the current system of urban education as it regards to the accessibility and inclusion of children with disabilities. A sustainable funding model for daycare centers is being investigated and developed with stakeholders and professionals. The funding model aims to help strengthen the supply of existing daycare centers and increase access and equity to these services for more children. The early child care sector is governed by the law for the establishment of daycare centers, and the national decree establishes the minimum standards measures for the operation. Inclusive early education for persons with disability is also being strived for by way of updating and the present standards. The following question was, it's important that all residents are obliged to take out insurance to cover basic health care. How about children who are undocumented, and how do they have access to health care? The medical costs for undocumented minors who are placed under protective measure by the court are covered by the government of St. Martin. Generally, the medical costs for other undocumented children considered within the social welfare structure are also covered by the government of St. Martin. It is to be noted that all children going to school, including undocumented children, are covered during school hours. Is there data related to the mental health of children? Data about children seems to be insufficient and also fragmented. We would like to report that organizations providing care to children keep that data related to the mental health of children under their care. This data is kept at organizations such as the Student Support Services Division, Mental Health Foundation, private psychologists, etc. Because of the dynamics of our small community and the confidentiality, the data is kept with the organizations with the mandate. With this, I would like to thank the members of the task force and also all the ministers of the kingdom for the response to the questions that were asked. And I would like to give the word back to the CRC chair.